Now, and then what about the other two barns?
Well, one of them is a bottle farm over there. It's just a small one. Then I've got my two shed to hit, and then a cattle barn.
Now the cattle barn was the that used the whole building for cattle.
Well, I can go in my barn loft and feed 100 head of cattle, and I'll come out of the barn loft.
Is that right?
Well, guys, see.
Just from the
up in the loft where I've got my head.
Did you have a place where you kept the you said you used to thrash wheat? Did you have a place where you keep the wheat?
Well, no, we just run a thrash machine. Mm-hmm. We owned the outfit and went and thrashed for people.
You didn't raise wheat yourself?
Well, might have raised a little, but not too much.
You didn't have a building for
storing
the wheat. What do they call that?
They call that a granary.
Uh-huh.
A granary.
Did you ever hear it called a garner?
Well, that was the garner was inside the granary.
I see.
The garner is where you held your wheat. Built so big, you know.
Oh, I see. The garner then was the inside part.
Yeah. Where you put your wheat, your oats, your rye, your barley, or whatever you is good. You take it from a thrashing machine and pour it in them different places.
I see. They were like stalls or like bins.
And I've seen them carry them. They'd have two or three fellas pretty close to the carry a bushel at a time, just poured in from a thrashing machine.
And now in harvesting hay, have you done that?
Well, the way we done back then, just cut it and shock it,
mm-hmm.
and then go and take a wagon team and haul it to the barn and unload it with a pitchfork, back in the barn, drag it back. But, I've got a baler now. I've got tractor and everything. Putting the hay up with.
Did you ever have a large large pile of hay outside and they didn't put it up?
They call that a haystack.
Now, what was that shape like? There are different shapes of haystacks.
Well, some of them are built long
and
come off like that, you know, and turn water.
Uh-huh.
And some of them are built round.
Now, how long might they be, the long ones?
Well, maybe 10 or 12 foot. They didn't make them too big.
And how high would they be?
About 6 or 8 foot.
And would the round ones be higher than that?
Well, sometimes it would.
Mm-hmm.
They'd put a pole in the ground for a rounding,
mm-hmm.
and then put the hay around it. Send a big pole, maybe at 10 or 12 foot high, maybe a little.
Did anyone ever have any kind of a thing for that they might have four poles and something that goes to cover outside in the? You ever see one of those out in the field?
Well, what would they call that?
Well, one of the names for it is either a hay barrack or a Dutch cap or something like that. I think they're more up in Pennsylvania, but I
don't think
it's
much in this.
Right. How big is your farm right now?
72 acres.
I see. And how big was your father's farm?
Well, he didn't own no farm. He built a house on his father-in-law's place.
I see. Now, you talked about shocking the hay. Was the shock was the large?
No, he's just a small like, and then we'd take a wagon and team and hay frame on the wagon, load it on out of the pitchfork, and then take it to the barn and unload it with the pitchfork, and up in the loft, and somebody up there dragging it back, packing it back into the barn.
I see. The hay frame was on a cart.
On a four-wheel wagon.
I see. Something that extended out from the barn so the cows could get under there and
Well, they call that a shed. Cattle shed.
And the place where the horses were kept. Now, did you have horses too?
Yeah. I had four good mules on my farm, but I got my tractor.
And how long ago was that?
Well, when did the tractors kind of come in? I bought the first hay baler that sold in Marstown.
Is that right?
From the Ford company.